This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, January the 13th. Welcome to the second week of the new year. Happy New Year still. Yeah, there's going to be happiness sometime. Maybe it'll be a while down the road, but yes, there will be happiness and goodness. Maybe this will make you happy. Today is National Gluten-Free Day. We celebrate that here on the DJV show. Victoria and Jay, I don't know if Jay is gluten-free. I am. And Victoria, you're kind of careful about stuff like this, but it's not as much of a problem.
Yeah, I don't tolerate it that well. I get a lot of heartburn if I eat too much gluten, so I try to, steer away from it when I can.
Yeah. So anyway, if you wonder what gluten comes as a form of wheat. It's part of the core of the wheat. It's the binding agent that is used in lots of foods, pasta, bread, things like that. And it's also now being used in some sauces and beverages. I look at the labels of everything because I, the last 4 or 5 years especially, have developed quite a gluten intolerance. And it's not pleasant to be around me if I have, not to put too much of a focus on it, but it's not nice. It's not pleasant. It's really, a lot of people take for granted and don't know anything about it. And the people who have it, 2-3 million people in this country are always on guard. I certainly am. And so it's connected to celiac disease. And celiac disease is something that doesn't affect many people in the leave it to me, my luck. I don't know why I have it. They say
you don't have celiac, though. I have a friend with celiac.
She almost died
in the hospital from it. It's really severe.
Yeah, it turns the gluten into poison.
Yeah. That's what, why. Do you have it, Jay? You have the problem?
No, I was misdiagnosed with it for a whole year, and then they found it was a run-of-the-mill gluten intolerance.
Run-of-the-mill, I like that. All right, so something to be aware of anyway, and understand what people, when they say they have a gluten intolerance, what that's all about. Other food news, there's a company called Viennetta, the ice cream cake manufacturer. They have fancy layered ice cream cakes. Apparently, they're making a comeback. We were talking about Girl Scout cookies.
I wish Jen was here right now because I'm almost positive Jen and I...
You want to save it? All right, let's save it.
Well, no, I'm almost positive Jen and I probably had the same experience with this. Every Sunday night in our house and in the 90s growing up, we had a formal Sunday family dinner, and this was the dessert of choice. And it was considered, this was a fancy dessert. So it's kind of funny that it is coming back, like all things from the 90s, everything is back. And so the Viennetta is back in stores. Although they used to have a mint chocolate one, but now I think they're just doing one flavor. It's just going to be vanilla with the thin, crispy chocolate layers in between. I'm sure you've had this, Doug. This was very popular
dessert.
It was
the epitome of fancy in the 90s, for sure.
Totally, yeah.
All right. Now, here's something good. Again, we kind of stretch trying to find good things to talk about here and there just because we want to feel warm and cozy about stuff. And here's the story from Seattle, where apparently a bunch of people who have been baking breads and other things at home have donated 1,300 loaves of bread to the local food banks. Remember, we were talking about the fact that this $2,000 that will come out of the program once Biden becomes president, that'll probably get passed fairly easily. A lot of people who don't have enough to eat, a lot of poor Americans are in tough straits here. And so the folks in Seattle are countering that during the pandemic. 500 home bakers taking the step to give back. A college administrator, apparently, and somebody who loves to bake, her name is Catherine Carolee. She makes these loaves and a bunch of people in the community on a mission to donate home-baked bread. There is nothing better than home-baked bread. You walk into, we used to bake it in the store when I was selling, ice cream and bread. We sold bread, we sold ice cream, we sold cheeses and raw milk and stuff. And when you walk into a store, come on, you've been into a bakery, right? You know what it smells like. it's something that can't be duplicated. It's just yummy. So this lady, Miss Crilly, uses her home as a staging area for this project. She says the effort has grown from a small donation to now the delivery last week of 1,300 loaves of bread. This group developed a sort of simple formula. It's honey oat loaf bread. Do either of the two of you, do you make bread, Jay? Victoria
no,
makes a lot of stuff.
I cannot bake to save my life.
Really?
I've made Irish brown bread. That's it, though. I've never made any other kind. I know sourdough bread. Everybody was doing sourdough during the pandemic, the initial round of quarantine.
Yeah.
It takes
like
a week to make. That's way too much of an investment for me.
Do you know who has become fascinated with baking? My grandson, Miles.
Oh, it's great for kids,
Oh, he loves his mother, and he will bake different kinds of breads and... You know, when we talk on FaceTime, Gramps, Gramps, look at the bread or the cookies or whatever it is. And you know what? That's a fabulous way for youngsters to understand food, what the ingredients are, because Megan makes the stuff from scratch. So she'll show him what all these various things are. So he's got a handle on that. And he's very curious about food. I think, you know, most youngsters are by their nature. Think about you. When you were a child, weren't you curious? I used to drive everybody nuts. I still do. I mean, with the questions, why, who, how, where.
Oh, my God, me too.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah, I bet you were a pain in the neck as a kid.
My parents encouraged questioning things.
Oh,
so I don't think I was
my paying. Parents didn't, but that was my nature. Good Scorpio that I am, I always got to get the answers to the questions. Jay, you, what I, because I know your father, I'm trying to picture how he handled questions. From you. Did he encourage you to
yeah, I was the easy
to be
child.
Curious?
They
you
did.
The
My
what?
Parents definitely encouraged me to be curious. I was the easy child. I mean, feed me, let me sleep, don't wake me up during a nap. I was easy.
That's the way I am now as an adult, frankly. Don't wake me up if I'm taking a nap. All right. So anyway, it's really kind of cool. You know, I go back to my, I want to talk a little more about food. I mentioned earlier on that the Chinese have just agreed, once Joe Biden becomes president, to buy billions of tons of wheat and corn and that sort of thing. That doesn't, you know, one of the things that we're getting sort of, everybody says, wow, look at the Chinese, they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And don't forget, they're responsible for the virus and the complete mess that the world is in at the moment. Remember that they have bought the major pork supplier in this country and around the world, Stonyfield, and they're trying to buy Tyson's. They haven't been able to get that. They haven't been able to get enough of it, you know, control of it yet. But they're, you know, they're big into that. So I'm looking at some of the farm news this week because we have on the American Family Farmer Show a focus on some of the big stories that come from agriculture, and that is one of the big stories this week. And then there's back to, listen to this, Victoria. Jay, you don't remember this because you weren't a part of the program. Last year, I made a big deal out of that flat-footed moron, Sonny Perdue, mm-hmm. who was the only member, by the way, of the Trump cabinet who lasted from the beginning of the Trump administration to the end. Do you know that? He's the only one that survived. And that's because Trump didn't know anything about agriculture. Didn't know anything about farming.
Yeah,
he just let Perdue do his own thing. And that's what's created such a mess when it came to farmers getting, you know, we were talking about how much money went in the first round to all of their buddies. Anyway,
did we ever figure out, I know we had speculated if the farmers would support Biden or if would they support Trump. Did we ever figure out who the farmer vote actually went for?
Well, it was about 50-50, actually.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the state. Yeah, it
right.
Was,
that makes sense.
The reason I brought Sonny Perdue back up is because there's now another focus on go big or go home.
Oh,
one of the things that happened last year was Perdue, in a speech, told farmers that if they wanted to survive, they had to get bigger. Either you get bigger or you die. Get big or go home. That was his exact quote. So now what's happened, there's a league of small butchers and farmers, basically under the wraps of the National Farmers Union, which I belong to. For those who are new to the program, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I'm proud of the things that I've done over the years with my cows and the animals that are on my farm. I don't butcher any. I don't slaughter any animals. So this doesn't apply to me. But I know a lot of small butcher shops, a lot of smaller farmers who are having to bring, because the focus has been on huge, big agribusinesses, they dictate where the slaughterhouses or the butcher factories or all of that stuff is going to be. So when you want to bring some animals to market to have them prepared for you to sell on your farm, you can't just do it. Well, a lot of people do it on their farm. They're not supposed to, but they do. So the guys that do it right bring it to a slaughterhouse, and then they bring it back home again. But the slaughterhouses are becoming fewer and farther between because they're controlled by the big ag businesses, and they're, you know, conscientiously trying to put the little guys out of business. That's why you see so more, you know, in smaller communities, you do see butchers here and there, but you don't see many small butcher shops. Do you in your area, Victoria, do you have any small butcher shops around where you are in New Jersey?
I don't eat anything on four legs, so I wouldn't know. Honestly, well, I wouldn't really know.
Jay, what about you?
I haven't seen any that I know of.
What do you do? What kind of food? We're learning about you, so I don't know what you eat, what your preferences are.
I have phases. Right now, I pretty much eat almost everything. Typically try to err on the side of pescatarian, and I want to go back to it this year. But there's a couple butcher shops. My husband smokes meat and stuff, and so typically go to a butcher shop that's in the East Nashville area.
Well, at any rate, well, down in Nashville, see, it's different than it is when you get to the East Coast or the West Coast. That's where it changes a lot, frankly. All right, we're talking about eating. Don't forget our connection to Ebon's Bakehouse. You ladies have the cookies. I don't know, but we sent some to you, Jay. I don't know if you got them yet or not. The Ebon Bakehouse cookies and the breads that we were talking about making at home, they're just as good if you get them from Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com, please. And use the DJV code for a big discount on all these fabulous cookies, white chocolate, cherry oatmeal, cranberry walnut. It makes my mouth water because I know what they taste like. It's like Pavlov's dog, you know. You mention the kind of cookie, coconut oatmeal, my mouth starts to water, and I can't finish the message.
I love the chocolate chip. Oh, they're so good. And, Jay, they're gluten-free. So, you would never even know. Yep, you would never know that they're gluten-free. They're incredible. And the bread, the cinnamon raisin bread, oh, my gosh.
All right, get it. EbonsBakehouse.com. Check out with the DJV code for a big discount. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
A Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After the hour on the Ever 11 DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer out today because of some problem with her teeth. Hopefully she'll get her teeth fixed. I think what she said is she got her tongue caught behind her eye teeth. She couldn't see what she was saying. So that'll be straightened out hopefully by tomorrow. Victoria is here. Jay is here. Social media time. Focus, a lot of stuff going on. Facts about redheads on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, a question about Girl Scout cookies, and we want to know about Crocs. Let's find out if the sale of Crocs is a crock after this.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out, because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 24 after the hour. Jay, you're in charge here. Where do we go first? How are we doing with the Girl Scout cookie choices?
Well, that's interesting. I feel like Thin Mints are always the top ones, but people are answering that shortbread and Thin Mints are the top.
Really?
Shortbread, yeah, shortbread's
good,
too.
Yeah, a lot of people like the shortbread. I was always the big fan of the Thin Mints and peanut butter patties, but when you get the Thin Mints, do you put them in the freezer?
Always.
Or the fridge,
yeah. What am I, un-American?
Yeah, eating them cold so much better.
Yeah, totally.
You put them in the freezer? Why do you put them in the freezer?
Oh, it's just, it's so good.
Or in the fridge.
It,
yeah, they don't freeze, but it just makes them cold and crunchy. They're, it's just that,
I put
it's
the
like
Yvonne
that crunch
cookies
that,
there.
Well, yeah, you have to keep those in the freezer, yeah, unless you're going to eat them all right away, and then you keep
they're
them in the fridge.
Just some things better colder.
Yep.
And chocolate's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put a little chocolate and medium these days, yeah, in the
Milky
refrigerator.
Milky Ways, Three Musketeers, all of it in the fridge.
Well, I've, some of the more, I have some a little more sophisticated candies and chocolates than that. Okay.
Ooh, highbrow so, Doug with his chocolate.
Yeah. what are we learning about redheads? You posted that on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah,
a lot of people were talking about being redheads.
Yeah, kiss of ginger day. So some fun facts about redheads. Red hair can occur in any ethnicity. Redheads go white, not gray. My mom is a natural redhead, and she just went to the most beautiful white. I have that, like, crunchy gray. Yeah. Unfortunately, redheads are unable to sufficiently absorb vitamin D, so they produce their own. I think that is just one of the most fascinating things that redheads,
that's interesting.
Naturally redheads, not, you know, bottle redheads, they produce their own vitamin D.
Huh, that is. And vitamin D, we know, is very important to your health and well-being. Very important.
So many people are having deficiencies
shortages.
In vitamin D
yeah,
anymore.
You're right. Yep, you're right about that. Yeah.
They're giving free vitamin D supplementation in the U.K., the government is paying for people to take vitamin D.
Vitamin C, vitamin D. All right, what are we, you both were talking about the sale of Crocs off the air. What's the scoop with that?
The ugliest shoes ever made.
Crocs,
yeah.
Yes.
Crocs, they are hideous. I own a pair, but they're hideous. And so apparently Crocs had the biggest year they've ever had at the end of 2020. They expect 2021 to be even bigger. They're up 55%. They sold, they're in the billions for sales. And they said leading those sales were younger female consumers, and they were the biggest driver of growth in North America. And then it kind of shifted to new, younger male consumers as well. They had a few collaborations. They teamed up with Post Malone, Justin Bieber, and KFC. For a limited edition collection.
So what do we ask on social media? Would you buy or wear a pair of Crocs? Have you ever worn a pair of Crocs? Maybe.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Bonus points for photos. We want to see the proof.
Photos at djvshow.com. Okay, it's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. Growwealthsafely.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The FBI and the Department of Justice said on Tuesday more than 170 people have been charged in connection with last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said this is not going to be solved overnight. This is going to be a long-term investigation. Vice President Mike Pence denied a request by a slim margin vote in the House Tuesday, requesting he invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to call for a formal impeachment days before Trump's term ends.
The president's actions demonstrate his absolute inability to discharge the most basic and fundamental powers and duties of his office. Therefore, the president must be removed from office immediately. And if you are associating yourself with that as the proper execution of the president's duties, you are associating yourself with sedition and treason.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancel culture. The Urban Dictionary defines canceling as to dismiss something or somebody and to reject an individual or idea. Cancel culture, as it currently exists, does not give people a chance to learn from or apologize for their wrongdoings. USA Radio News' Tim Berg brings to light cancel culture at the corporate level.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bollar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
According to TheThings.com, the top three biggest celebrity cancellations of 2020. Number three, singer Demi Lovato. Number two, actor Sebastian Stan. And number one, Ellen DeGeneres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour. Whoops, wait a minute. I got to have some other music here. No, this to work, right? Ah. Oh, there it is. Ah, but abadoo. It is 34 after the hour. It's the Wednesday DJV program. January 13th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, who normally is with us, is doing something. I think I saw her with a file, a picture of her with a file. She's filing her teeth down.
She's nuts. She had a professional. I know you live on a farm and you probably
I'd fix it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Fix the cow's hooves and use the same file to fix my teeth. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is getting used to the stories from the farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This portion of the program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55. With the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. You can see the rules and enter for, I'm reading a piece of copy. All right? I just got to the point where it just sends me into orbit. When I hear commercials that say enter for free, That is such bad language, bad English. It is not for free. It is free. You can enter free at Rocket Mortgage. I'm sure they appreciate me criticizing their
rewriting
copy.
Rewriting their copy.
That's where it is. Okay. I posted something that, Jay, you can repost, or I'll send it over to the DJV site. There is a scientific confirmation that people who speak to their pets are smarter than people who do not speak to their pets. And I've already gotten, I posted this in my own Facebook page, facebook.com/ Doug Steffen. One of my pals in the broadcast business, Gary Burns, said, absolutely, I talk to my dog all the time. I've also made him the chief privacy officer at my company. Kristen Rosser says, always. Ava Rain said, I talk to my cats and dogs all the time. Animals are smarter than people think. I talk to Daisy all the time. That's why, and you talk to your two dogs.
Oh, my gosh, Jay, all day. Yep.
I haven't found out whether Jay has a dog or not.
Yes, you're, and her name is Daisy, as well as yours, Doug.
Really? You stole
her? Yes, I have my own Daisy.
What is that?
What kind of dog is your Daisy?
She's a Beagle Jack Russell.
Oh, cute. Cute, cute.
She's adorable, and I talk to her all the time.
Yeah, and what does she say back to you?
I usually get the head tilt. She's the queen of side-eye, though.
Is she?
She's very
side-eye. Turn around and look at you. Daisy does that, too. My Daisy does that. Yeah, turn around and look at you. Right, exactly. The CES, this is going to be an in-and-out sort of story all week long because there's always so much attention being given to some of the new things, and I am focusing on being critical of the Chinese and all the stuff that's there and what they're doing to try to get back on our good side for any number of reasons. But I also heard on the sly that a lot of the big emphasis at CES is on sex toys. So what is there, new contraptions that are being developed?
Sex toys had a big year in 2020. Sales of sex toys skyrocketed. And as people realized, you know, socialization was going to be changing and people were working from home and staying at home and not going out and not meeting new people. And if you're single, it's been a tough time to meet new people. And so... We saw things like home exercise equipment went, you know, the sales went up. Crocs, we were just talking about Crocs having like a banner year. And sex toys are one of the other big things that sold. So for CES this year, they've got all kinds of different new models and all kinds of things that are on display. And I'm sure all the nerds love that. So
better than looking at
computers all day.
A poll or question actually about Crocs and Girl Scout cookies and stuff. At, where is that? That's on Facebook, right? Or is that a Twitter? Where is that, Jay?
I'm sorry, say that part again?
The where we have the question about Girl Scout cookies, your favorite flavor?
Oh, that's on Facebook and Twitter, at DJB Show.
Got it. Some more business news. That is, I was sort of thinking about all the trouble that Trump's business empire is having, and I don't know whether I think this is fair or right or just, but, you know, he's paying a hell of a price. He's done. He never took the $400,000. Never got paid.
He did. That's a myth. He did. Because constitutionally, this is something that a lot of people don't realize.
He gave the money away or something afterwards, didn't he?
We don't know because he hasn't released his tax return. So we actually don't know. Right. But constitutionally, you are not allowed to be the president and not accept the salary. You have to, by law, take the salary. Yeah, that's something that a lot of people didn't realize because it sounded very magnanimous when he said, I'm not going to take a salary. But he took the salary, and then if he did give it away, like I said, we haven't seen the tax returns, but if he did give it away, then he would get all of those tax benefits of donating all of that to charity. Right. So it's a smart move to take the money and then do whatever you want to do with it, but we don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, the reason that I brought it up is because say what you will about him and the penalties that, you know, a lot of people just hate him. I can't stand that word, never mind the energy that goes with it. I wasn't a fan of him and his way, but I think he's done a lot of good things. But I think to have people ruining his businesses and doing all
Forbes
this stuff.
But ruining businesses, let's talk about that, because Forbes in September did a report that showed that in the 4 years that he's been president, his businesses have raked in $1.9 billion. So I'm not feeling sorry. Oh, yeah. Have you seen the bills?
What was it a year before? What was it? So he's had government contracts and stuff?
Yeah, you'd have to go back to 2015. I don't know what he did in 2015. But in 2015, he was still looking to get rehired by NBC to bring back The Apprentice.
Yeah,
and he was being paid $3 million a year to host that show. That went away, and a lot of people who are on the inside there said he needed the income. So he's actually done quite well while in office.
Well,
and plus, you know, all the times that the Trump hotels and properties have been used for him to travel to, that, you know, the taxpayer pays for that. When the Secret Service stay in Trump hotels, I mean, he's done pretty well. I'm not feeling sorry for him on any level.
Well, but I don't like the fact that, I guess that's my own personal preference. We all express ourselves as we feel. I just don't like the fact that the Trump brand, I mean, it didn't mean anything to me. I never been in a Trump hotel in my life or anything else that he put his hand on, any golf course. I never have done any of that stuff, but I don't know. I just am feeling a little uncomfortable with the sort of gangbang approach to trying to ruin Trump, his life and his brand. On the other hand, I think that he would be wise, if he wants to salvage anything, to be a little more vocal, or to be a lot more vocal about what might happen next week during the inauguration, if he quells using whatever techniques he can use, telling people to stay home, don't do things that you may be thinking about doing, it's not in the best interest of America, the best interest of freedom, any of those things, and let's hope he's smart enough to do that, or somebody gets him to do that. Meanwhile, in other business news, it looks like a lot of the nuclear power people who have promoted and helped Joe Biden get elected are going to find their industry. You know, it's kind of the same thing, maybe not exactly or directly, but when somebody has a philosophy, and we know that Biden and a lot of the liberal Democrats want to make climate change one of the pillars of the administration. But one of the good things that comes out of that, I've always been a supporter of nuclear power. I think nuclear power, even though at the end of the day it's tough to know what to do with the waste, but in the process of generating electricity, it is by far, other than solar and wind, it is by far the cleanest, much cleaner than coal or burning any petroleum fossil fuel product. And yet we have, you know, this up and down thing, I think it was in, Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania, where there was some problem a number of years ago. It wasn't really as bad as the news media made it out to be, but that kind of curtailed the building of reactors.
Well, people think of Chernobyl, you know, when you think of a nuclear
power plant. Chernobyl was built like a cardboard box. The Russians, and to say, you know, this is the thing that drives me nuts about people and their assumptions, and they think that all, you know, it's like everything that fits into that category, all talk show hosts sound like Rush Limbaugh, all cows look like Holsteins, you know, whatever you want to come up with, all nuclear energy plants are not the same. The one that was outside of Kiev in Chernobyl, it was ridiculous how badly it was built. But everything the Russians do when it comes to construction is terrible. So to compare that.
But then just a couple years ago, we had the big in Japan. That was
Yeah, that wasn't well built. They should never have built that on the edge of the ocean. You don't build stuff like that on the edge of an ocean where tsunamis. I mean, who the hell figured that out? Japan has tsunamis all the time. It's a small island, and it's subject to really bad weather. And so you put one of those things on the coast. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, and what it did to the fish in the Pacific Ocean. The fish that reached California, that reached the whole West Coast. All the fish that you couldn't eat. I mean, it was a disaster.
Yep. But anyway. So
but if it's done safely, then yes, there are a lot of benefits to it for sure.
And I think it looks like there are a lot of people who are lining up to get this stuff done. GE Hitachi has a Japanese-American venture. They're building them around the world. And then there's another company run by Bill Gates that is working on what they describe as the next generation of nuclear power. And I hope that it comes to fruition, frankly, because we need more of that sort of thing. I think the good that comes out of it far outweighs the bad. Mm-hmm. But if you get the hysteria that goes with some of these nut birds, and then the flames are fueled by bad news, media, and away you go.
Well, but you know who is going to hate this. I mean, the progressives really like it because it's clean, and that's what Joe Biden's whole thing is about, you know, climate change and clean energy. But, you know, the oil people are going to hate this.
No, they're not going to move.
Fossil fuel people are, this is going to be a big battle.
Oh, yeah. Right. All right, I want to talk a little about Jeff Bezos and some of the things going on at Amazon as we have time here. But my first focus for a moment or two is on your health, your well-being, your body care, your nose, and how you're caring for that in this dry season. You're all living and working inside. Dry heat dries out your nose. Everything gets kind of stuck up there. I don't want to make it too, you know, I don't shy away from being visual with my my verbiage. I think I said once somebody rose to the occasion and said, I didn't believe you said this is better than picking your nose. Well, in fact, it is better than picking your nose. Picking your nose is not good. This is the way to clean your nose out the healthy way. What do you mean it is? It's better. You know how many people, come on, how many people do you pass as you're driving, guys and women, who have, they think they're by themselves and nobody's looking, they're picking their nose. Come
all
on.
The time.
Yeah, of course. Come on.
I'd like to not think about that.
Well, then think about this. The Navage system that you're using was cleared and approved by the Food and Drug Administration. This is a really well thought out product. It's all natural. You don't use, there's no drugs involved. You're not sticking anything up your nose other than water. There's a salt pod, salt pod that comes with it, balancing the consistency of the nasal rinse. Check it out. Go to Navage.com. See how it works. See if it isn't the right thing for you. It's very inexpensive, and certainly with the free shipping and the fast delivery, you'll be at it in no time, and you'll be thanking me for suggesting that you clean out your nose, keep your nose clean. Start by going and visiting and finding out how this works at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse. Because of the cookies and the bread, exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. Ebon'sBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code D.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, I kind of got into this past year when I was somehow or other, I don't know where I was cooped up someplace, and I happened to see some of the episodes of the first season of Grey's Anatomy, and I was quite charmed by it. I liked Pompeo's character, I liked Mr. Dr. Dreamy and his character, I liked the storyline, and then, you know, and some of the, like, Sandra Oh, very interesting characters that were in it from the beginning, some of the other doctors, but it's changed. I've tried several times, Chucker, to watch Grey's Anatomy in its current form, still very popular, and I can't seem to get into it. I don't know what it is, but the first stuff that I saw I really liked, and I wanted to watch more, but then I figured, okay, well, maybe it'll translate into what's today, and I don't have time to watch a lot of TV anyway, so I, you know, kind of gave it a shot, and I don't get it. You, Victoria, watch Grey's Anatomy, Chucker, Jay?
No, I think Jay does.
I do. I'm a fan.
Yeah. I'm a fan, so, too. I mean, it's been on the air a very long time. Today's Patrick Dempsey's birthday. He's 55 years old. He played the character of Dr. Derek Shepherd, Dr. McDreamy. For a long time on the show, they killed him off, I don't know, like three or four years ago.
But he came back again in some... Didn't he come back?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I think he did a good thing in terms of doing the right thing, because he left sort of on a bad note. He was evidently not showing up on time, so on and so forth. They got a little tired of his behavior. They wound up killing his character off. And I guess he made amends, so he came back in a dream that Ellen Pompano's Dr. Gray character had this season. It may not be as great or as good as it was in its original form, but I still think it's a very solid show. It's been on the air almost 15 years. That's a very, very long time.
So how has it escaped having a movie made? Is there a movie there sometime?
Yeah, I don't see it. No, I don't. No. I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, I just want to point out Patrick Dempsey, if you're a fan, he did a movie in 1987 called Can't Buy Me Love that I liked a lot. It sat on the can. It was not going to be released. They tagged it with a Beatles song, and it actually was a good movie, and it became a big box office hit. And he's also going to come back on Disney Plus to do a sequel to the movie Enchanted, which is a very popular Disney film with Amy Adams. I like Patrick Dempsey. It's pretty good.
So I didn't sleep well last night, and I turned on TV.
Me.
What's that?
Yeah. Tell me why. What's the problem?
I have a guilty, conscience about talking to you.
Okay.
You know, I turned on what's his face, James Corden, and he was interviewing Liam Neeson. Apparently, Liam Neeson has another new movie coming out this weekend. It was charming conversation.
Yeah.
Between the two of them. I didn't realize Liam Neeson was 69. Did you?
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
Action flicks. He's 69.
Yeah. If you look at Liam Neeson, he's leaned himself out. That's what, you know, men do to stay a little bit younger. Here's the deal. He has really gone the Charles Bronson route of just churning out two or three action, sort of the action movies. Yeah, but they're entertaining and they're good. And he's quite, ever since Taken, he just fits that bill really nice. I got two bits of movie news I want to go over. It's reported, according to Variety, the big trade in Hollywood, that Sony is contemplating seriously now moving No Time to Die, the newest James Bond movie with Daniel Craig, from this April, pushing it all the way back to fall of 2021 to completely avoid COVID. And then I'll give you another example of what's going on in the industry. Skydance, which is a production company, they produced a Chris Pratt sci-fi movie called The Tomorrow War. They're offering it to streamers now. Amazon has offered $200 million to buy this movie. Now, what would that do?
Wow.
Basically, it would be a break even for the production company. And then it gives them cash flow. There's no profit in $200 million because that's guarantee you what the movie costs to produce. And then Amazon would try to make money by getting subscribers on their streaming service. They did this with Coming to America 2. They spent $125 million for Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall's Coming to America 2.
So what are the other properties that Chris Pratt has been in that would give them cause to think they could make their money back?
He's the star of the newest Jurassic Park, the last two Jurassic Park movies, the Jurassic World and another one. So listen, they want him to play young Indiana Jones, I believe, when Harrison Ford bows out. So he's a hot property still.
He was the guy in Guardians, too. Wasn't he in Guardians of the Galaxy?
He's Star-Lord. Yeah, he's a big name in the business.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
see him being good enough to replace Harrison Ford, though, as Indiana Jones.
Will eventually, though.
Bad choice.
They didn't spend all that money from Lucas not to keep it going eventually.
If Armie Hammer could keep his nose clean, then he might make a good candidate. But
he would be good.
He would be very good at that. Yep. All right, Chucker, good job. Charles Curry. Here, Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments on the DJV Show 59.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.